Station Station Manx Radio.
Time now for this week's Sundown Session. The spotlight is on Marlene Hendy and Dilys Sowery. And we always leave to our artists the choice of music when they come in to the studio to record their various songs. And the first thing that Dilys said was, we've put something a bit seasonal into our selection of music. And so we have the perfect start to tonight's Sundown Session within a couple of days of Christmas in the bleak midwinter.
Frosty winds made moan, as to hold as I am, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter,
isn't that a perfect start to a Christmas Sundown Session? Marlene Hendy and Dilys Sowery and their lovely version of In the Bleak Midwinter. So they put down the guitars and we had a little chat. And the first thing that I started to talk to Marlene about was her time with the Man in Folk, that iconic group still so popular, their music still requested now here on Manx Radio. And in fact, Marlene's association with the Man in Folk began when she was just at the tender age of 16.
Does indeed, I'm sure. Well, I'm afraid to admit, but yes, they've been some amazingly happy years and lots of fun, meeting wonderful people from right across the musical spectrum and supporting big names in their day like the Dubliners and Julie Felix and show bands from Ireland. And then going to Dublin, of course, and recording with Man in Folk. And that was a hoot, you know. I mean, they were looking after me, but I was looking after them and learning how to drink Guinness and things. But lots of happy memories and hopefully left some good music, you know, set down, you know, on CDs and LPs for future generations. And hopefully also opened up the folk scene in the Isle of Man at a time when it was really just emerging.
in my estimation, Marlene, you're one of the most versatile singers that I've come across, because you are equally at home with folk music, singing arias, singing classical music. You've got a great breadth of music, haven't you?
You're very kind. I started singing, when I could actually speak, really. I remember standing on a stool and singing for sixpence under a cuckoo clock in my auntie's house. But I always loved music inherently. It was just part of me. And I remember entering myself in the guild, and my mum didn't know. And I said to her, "You'll have to take me on the bus, mum, because I've entered the guild." I don't know how I did it. But anyway, that was a long, long time ago. But I had to make choices as to whether I would do music as a career or whether I would go in a different direction. And that was very hard, because when you love music as much as I do, you live and sleep and breathe it, really. And I did go for an interview at Manchester College of Music then, and they said, "Well, have a good think, get your qualifications, and if you still want to sing, come back." And I decided to keep music as a hobby. But I'm so fortunate. This island is amazing in terms of the breadth of music, as with other disciplines, but that's available for you to learn and to make music with other people and make friends that way. And I went to Dougie Buxton for singing lessons, and he was a wonderful teacher. And then when I went off to university, I didn't sing for years and years. But then when I came back, it all was there waiting just to pick it up again. So we are lucky, and I'm lucky too.
Well, of course, not only are you gifted as a performer, but you're also gifted as a composer. And we've had the pleasure of recording in this session just one of your compositions. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But if I can turn to you, Dilys Sowry. Now, whenever I mention the name of Norman Kacken on the radio, whenever I play one of the precious recordings that we have from the 1950s, when your father's voice is heard on the radio, it always produces a flurry of response. People love to hear his voice. Did you just naturally grow up surrounded by music?
Yes, I did. We used to have a recording device, a reel-to-reel tape, and I've still got it somewhere. And my father recorded me singing Billy Boy when I was just a little girl. And we were just always singing. Dad used to sing all the time. My mum played the organ in chapel. Mum sang. All mum's family sing. Not many people in my dad's family sang. He was the main one. And he was the singing grocer, because he had a little grocer's shop in Douglas.
Somebody else said to me not so long ago that she thought all families were good singers.
Yeah.
She had lots of family members who sang, played musical instruments, and she thought every family did that. She was quite surprised when she found people didn't all do that.
Yeah. You know, some people think it's strange, and other people are quite envious that you at the drop of a hat, you'll all gather around the piano and have a sing. It still happens, of course, because my mother and, my auntie as well, they like to sing, my son and daughter and everyone. So,
I mean, Dilys and I are so lucky. Our children have all inherited the music, and so when we have get-togethers and practices, it's not unusual for us all to end up singing. And our daughters, when they sing together, they sound quite a lot like we do together. Yeah. And they mimic us, I have to say.
They do. Old Meg, she was a gypsy. They like to sing that together.
Well, maybe they won't find it quite so humorous when I invite them in to do a sundown session. Well, Marlene, let's talk about the song that you have written.
The Iron Way, others know it as the Iron Pier. I wanted to write a song about the Iron Pier. Sometimes you have to wait until a theme comes into your head and something that would stay in other people's memory as well. And I was brought up on the promenade overlooking the pier from being about 3 until 13, when we were compulsory purchase and we had to move out. Such happy memories of living in the heyday, really, when there was still a tourist industry in Ramsey and of that bucket and spade type. Some of the times that I'm not at the Guild, it's because I'm away in the Pan-Celtic Festival, and this year I went to the Pan-Celtic Congress meeting in Cardiff. But in Derry this year, I sang an original song. I composed the song, and Fiona McArdle also helped me with the Manx. And I was fortunate to be awarded a prize for an original song in the traditional mode. It was in Manx, but the Manx words tell the story, paint the picture to those of us who don't speak the Manx. But Dilys and I have made the compromise. We're telling the story in English and doing some of the choruses in Manx. it does break my heart to see the pier still so amazing and elegant and, you know, out there in the bay. You know, it makes me want to cry, really.
Dilys, what did you think when you first heard it?
I loved it, actually. And I often find myself singing bits of it when I'm driving along in the car.
I sang it as a solo to start with, but it's much better singing it with Dilys, and it enables me again to get this closeness of the voices, and I'm delighted that you like it.
The breaking waves still pound against your frame, but stride so proudly out into the bay. I still recall the thousands as they came to man in shores along the Iron Way. I still recall the thousands as they came to man in shores along.
Beautiful. Marlene Hendy and Dilys Sowry, and the second song there was Marlene's composition, The Iron Way, all about the pier in Ramsey. Huge thank you to Marlene and Dilys for an excellent Sundown session. And the good news is they recorded other songs. There will be another Sundown session with them in a few months' time. And if you want to have a little look, if you do Facebook things, go to the Sundown page on Facebook, and there's a great picture of Marlene and Dilys working hard here in the studio.